This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Kamala Harris got some help on the campaign trail Saturday night. Michelle Obama in Pennsylvania supporting the Democratic ticket at a Norristown area high school. On stage with the former First Lady, superstar Alicia Keys.
We believe every life has equal value. We want peace in our world and a healthy planet and a just society. And Kamala and Tim Walz assures me that this is what she believes and will work hard to fulfill.
Both candidates barnstorming in the final hours before Election Day. Former President Trump Saturday in Virginia.
I'm here today in this incredible Commonwealth for one very simple reason, because I believe we can win Virginia, and that would be unbelievable.
Our new ABC News Ipsos poll out this morning shows Harris with 49% support among likely voters in this final weekend, Trump with 46%, but the race razor close in the swing states. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. One thing that's not a top headline in this election is our national park system. But conservationists want you to think about it when you fill out your ballot. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The National Parks Action Fund scorecard tallies the voting records for U.S. House members on bills about park funding, endangered species, and oil and gas development in and around parks. In Wisconsin's delegation, all six Republican House members got failing grades on the scorecard, and the two Democrats got A's. Kristen Brengel with the National Parks Action Fund says they're not trying to pick on members of Congress, but hope the scrutiny will help to change some votes moving forward.
This is just part of our value system. Do we love these places? Do we want to take care of them? Do we want to make sure they have adequate park rangers in them? And this vote is just a direct way to tell whether or not your member of Congress cares about the future of our national parks.
Overall, Brengel says more House members received Fs than As, in part because last year the House voted to cut funding for national parks by 13%. The scorecard is online at nationalparksaction.org. John Anfinson, a retired superintendent for the National Park Service, says keeping the park system in good shape should be a bipartisan priority.
For every dollar America puts into national parks, they get about $15 back. It's a money generator for America. So I think it's a positive thing to fund national parks. It brings money back instead of taking money away.
Even without a national park, the national scenic trails and other lands managed by the Park Service here in Wisconsin contributed more than $64 million in visitor spending last year to the state's economy and support over 900 jobs. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The Badgers lose to Iowa. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Wisconsin scored first with a field goal, then never had the lead the rest of the night. The Badgers lose to the Hawkeyes, 42-10. Iowa running back Caleb Johnson could not be stopped, rushing for 135 yards and three touchdowns. Wisconsin now 5-4 for the season. They have a bye week coming up, followed by hosting the number one ranked team in the nation, Oregon. NBA, the Bucks were back home in Milwaukee and still came up short, losing to the Cavaliers, 114-113. Doc Rivers on why they've now lost five in a row.
We don't sustain the game. We haven't been able to sustain 48 minutes. I thought the Boston game, we came out, we played great. And then, you know, there was a didn't score. It's a two-point game at halftime where it easily could have been eight. And then they had that stretch. Tonight, same thing. We have these lulls where we don't score, we don't get stops. And that's what we have to try to fix through rotations, maybe through playing different guys. We just got to keep searching.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. It'll stay breezy today. Showers and some locally heavy rainfall. Highs in the lower 50s. That southeast wind up around 25 and 30 miles per hour. More rain and rubbles tonight. Temperatures will hold steady in the lower 50s.
Currently 46 degrees. This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, Congressman Mark Pocan and congressional candidate Kristen Lierley join us as we wrap up the campaigning and get all set for the voting.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
In the Ad Council. In the Ad Council. In the Ad Council.
The music of the stars on the air. 8 o'clock. It's later than you think. Cha-cha-cha, here's Louis Prima, that's Doris Day.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself, while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
Hey! that beautiful funeral. I've never seen so many flowers.
Yeah, he was a nice man, too, but never had any fun. Didn't have time. Just worked and made money. He didn't even have time to enjoy himself.
Poor man.
You're gonna take that two-week trip, no matter come what may. But every year you put it off. You just can't get away. Next year for sure you'll hit the road. You'll really get around. But how far can you travel when you're 6 feet underground? Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
You never go to nightclubs and you just don't care to dance. You don't have time for silly things like moonlight and romance. You only think of dollar bills tied neatly in a stack. But when you kiss a dollar bill, it doesn't kiss you back.
Enjoy yourself.
It's later than you think.
Enjoy yourself
while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wing.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Now you love lasagna very much, you like to eat and eat. You won't eat guguzu, you're afraid it'll break your teeth. You always think you may bite off more than you can chew. Don't be afraid you won't have teeth when you reach 92. Oh, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. Oh, the years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself, don't be a fool.
There, now I've done it. You're all depressed. Say, we got weekday contests to cheer you up over here. You can win stuff during the 9 o'clock hour, Central Standard Time. Cindy Huber's Artist of Record. Free stuff. Maybe vinyl albums, LPs. Thanks to Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, Racine County. Your go-to vinyl treasures and a whole lot more in WRJN. The Artist of Record. You just listen, you call, and you might win. Timeless hits, vinyl treasures. There you go, music lovers. The Music of the Stars, that was a big hit, so much so I got tired of hearing it as a kid on radio. But Eddie Cantor, one more.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. You work and work for years and years, you're always on the go. You never take a minute off, too busy making dough. Someday you say you'll have your fun when you're a millionaire. Imagine all the fun you'll have in your old rocking chair.
Enjoy yourself.
It's later than you think.
Enjoy yourself.
While you're still in the pink.
The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
Your heart of hearts, your dream of dreams, your ravishing brunette. She's left you and she's now become somebody else's pet. Lay down that gun, don't try, my friend, to reach the great beyond. You'll have more fun by reaching for a redhead or a blonde.
Enjoy yourself.
it's later than you think.
Enjoy yourself
while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink.
Enjoy yourself, be happy.
It's later than you think. You worry when you're doing well, you worry when you're not.
It's worry, worry all the time, you don't know how to laugh.
They'll think of something funny when they write your epitaph. So enjoy yourself, he's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. Or the years she go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. You never go to nightclubs, and you just don't care to dance. You don't have time for silly things like moonlight and romance. You only think of dollar bills tied neatly in a sack. But when you kiss a dollar bill, it doesn't kiss you back.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink.
All the years go by as quickly as a wink.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself. It's much, 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 much later than you think. Enjoy yourself. Make whoopee. Buy her a coke. Take her to a nightclub. Borrow money. Not from me. I want to enjoy myself too. I have fun. Yeah.
The Andrews Sisters.
Long time no see. Baby, what's the reason I get the go-by? Like to know why. Long time no see. Long time adore. If you're on the level, why don't you tell me? Why me no see you anymore? Let him go, let him go. Everyone keeps telling me, but my heart can no agree. Yes, my heart knows best, and the rest is up to you, honestly. Am I just a fool for stringing along? Oh, baby, what's wrong? Long time no see. Long time, oh, I don't think. Baby, what's the reason? Oh, I get the go-by. Like to know why. Long time no see. Long time, oh, I adore. If you are on the level, well, why don't you tell me? Why me no see you anymore, more, more? Let him go,
let him go,
let him go,
let him go.
Everyone keeps telling me, but my heart can no agree. La 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 la. You me no see. What can it be? Maybe I'm crazy. But long time no see.
Thank you.
Bob Crosby and the Bobcats with the Andrews Sisters, 1939, on Decca. Good morning, Music of the Stars, Helen O'Connell.
Time was when we had fun on the schoolyard swings, when we exchanged graduation rings, one lovely yesterday. Time was when we wrote love letters in the sand, or lingered over our coffee and dreaming the time away. Picnics and hay rides and midwinter sleigh rides and never apart. Hikes in the country, and there's more than one tree on which I've a place in your heart. Darling, every tomorrow will be complete if all our moments are half so sweet as all our time was then.
It's all about time today. That was Jimmy Dorsey. We lost him in 57, just when he had his biggest hit on Billboard with So Rare. Before that, his brother died a year earlier.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was. That was on my watch. And I said, yes, I said, does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care about time? No, I can't imagine why. Oh, no, that time I know to cry. And I was walking down the street one day. Why? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Bobby Dern didn't know. He does now. Music of the Stars.
I didn't know what time it was. Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand. Warm like the month of May it was. And I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. And I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise and I know what time it is now. Touch, hear your voice, say I'm your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I only wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
That's Rodgers and Hart. Richard Rodgers, Lawrence Hart. What time you got?
I didn't know what time it was. Then I met you.
8:27, yeah.
Oh, what a lovely time it was.
Central.
How sublime it was too.
Time.
I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand, warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. And I didn't know what year it was, life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
There was this guy who was a regular guy who lived a regular life. Got up 7:30 every morning, had the same breakfast, kissed the same wife goodbye every morning, went to the same office, came home. This he did Monday through Friday. On Saturdays, he played with the children, did handiwork around the house. Sundays, he took the family out in the station wagon to the suburbs. And there they looked at the houses and the trees, the billboards, the gasoline stations and the railroad crossings. And his life might have gone on like this forever. Except one night, something strange happened to him. You see, he went to bed at 10:30, and some of his friends stayed up later. And one of them, closing up a place that closed at 2 in the morning, decided to call this regular liver and said, "What time is it?" on the telephone. Well, he woke up and he said, "Who's this? Who's this? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's no time to call. Bye." But the practical joker called every night, 2 o'clock in the morning. He did this for 2 weeks. The friend cajoled, said, "Who is it? Stop." Finally, after 2 weeks, the practical joker lost interest in the joke and did stop. Then came 2 o'clock, and the phone didn't ring. So he woke up. Why isn't the phone ringing? And he discovered that the only way that he could go back to sleep was to say, "What time is it?" And look at his watch and say, 2 o'clock. Then he could sleep. He did this a couple of nights until he began to think, "It's 2 o'clock where I am. What time is it in New York? Or in Hollywood? Or in London? Or in Hong Kong? In Cairo?" He didn't know. So the next day he went out and he bought himself some clocks. He got clocks from all over and he put them all over the walls, and the time was there. He knew what time it was everywhere that counted. And this made him feel comfortable. He became so interested in time that he got little egg timers and gave them away as presents. He read about time in books, sidereal time. Time way out in the universe. He knew what time it was on Arcturus and the Pleiades and the Milky Way. One night, though, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the light wouldn't go on. The fuse had blown. But suddenly he realized he knew what time it was without even looking. Not only in the important cities of this world, but in the entire universe. And naturally, he began to brag a little the next day. He told people, "I know what time it is." And they tested him. And he did know. The administration had changed at this particular time, and they wanted to save money. So they got rid of all their astronomers, all their telescopes, their weights and measures, and they put this man in Washington in a little room where he sits to this day, simply saying, "Beep. The time now is..."
As simple as a man could ever be, and he was happy as a king, except for one peculiar thing. He had a clock that worked all right. It worked all right, but not exactly quite. Instead of going tick tock tick, the crazy clock went tock tick tock. The poor old man just raved and raved, because nobody could say why his silly clock behaved that hickory dickory way. But now a famous man is he. He owns a public curiosity. From far and wide the people flock to hear the syncopated clock. Came to hear and see, but none of them could solve the mystery. They called Professor Einstein too. He said, "There's nothing I can do." But soon the fickle human race will find another freak to take its place. And one fine day the man will hawk the poor old syncopated clock.
Morning, everybody. 8:34. Well, 8:35 and 15 seconds. The music of the star. People say, "What are you playing rock and roll for 10 o'clock. Well, that's because on the Civic Media Radio Network, the music of the stars continues. But at times when there's a ball game scheduled and pregame announcements, which start around 10 o'clock Central, well, then we're cut off and we go to the WRJN library. So here's what you do. You want to hear the music of the stars all the way to high noon Central, as advertised. You can listen to it complete on WAUK. I'm talking pretty much Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee. WAUK 540. Or civicmedia.us worldwide. The music of the stars. We've got stuff for, let's see, Doris, oh yeah, Songs About Time. I've got Doris Day next up over here. What a gal. And we've lost so many over the past 12 months, haven't we?
This is the final word on finance with Lynn Sellers, owner of Sellers Financial Group.
She winked with her big blue eyes. It was there on the walk in Oconomowoc. I was carried to paradise, a dice, a dice, a dice. I was carried to paradise. Beware of that walk in Oconomowoc. If you would stay single, my friend. Beware of that walk in Oconomowoc, or your bachelor days will end. For there on that walk in Oconomowoc, my marital knot was tied. It was there on the walk in Oconomowoc, the maiden became my bride.
Oh, but I've spent the afternoon fixing my hair.
Uh-oh.
How about a movie, huh?
Ah, it's too late for that. They'll be sold out of popcorn. Say, I know.
Let's take an old-fashioned walk. I'm just bursting with talk. What a tale could be told if we went for an old-fashioned walk.
Let's take a stroll through the park, down a lane where it's dark, and a heart that's controlled may relax on an old-fashioned walk. I know for a couple who seem to be miles apart.
There's nothing like walking and having a heart-to-heart.
I know a girl who declined, couldn't make up her mind.
She was wrapped up and sold,
coming home from an old-fashioned walk.
Some couples go for a buggy ride when they start caring a lot.
Others will bicycle side by side, way out to some romantic spot.
But when you haven't a sou, there's only one thing to do.
Let's take an old-fashioned walk.
I'm just bursting with talk.
What a tale could be told
if we went for
an old-fashioned walk.
Let's take a stroll through the park.
Down a lane where it's dark. And the heart that's controlled
may relax on an old-fashioned walk. Who seem to be miles apart.
There's nothing like walking and having a heart-to-heart.
Walking and talking and
talking. I know a girl who declined, couldn't make up her mind. She was wrapped up and sold,
coming home from an old-fashioned walk.
If your girl has declined
and won't make up her mind,
what you need is a heart-to-heart talk.
Take a stroll through the park,
down a lane where it's dark,
and go for an old-fashioned walk.
And bring Fido. He needs a walk, too. Fred Lowery, Milwaukee's favorite listener and whistler. You heard him on The High and the Mighty. Not John Wayne. It was Fred Lowery. Here's Fred with Fido.
About your own pet dog. Suppose you own a police dog. Here's the way it whistled to him. Of course, if there are any small boys and girls in the family, you certainly can't beat a beautiful little Scotty. Down south of the border, in Mexico way, the Chihuahua dog is very, very popular. Over in Europe, they have the English setter, man's best friend on a fox hunt.
The whistle we girls are waiting for.
Why, Clara Stewart, how could I ever forget that favorite little ditty?
Music of the Stars. Fred Lowery, I'll tell you a bit about him in just a bit. Perry Como, 1953.
Would you like to take a walk?
Do you think it's gonna rain?
How about a sarsaparilla?
Gee, the moon is yellow.
Something good'll come from that. Have you heard the latest song?
It's a very pretty strain.
Don't you feel a little thrilly?
Gee, it's getting chilly.
Something good'll come from that. Now when you're strolling through the whereses, you need the whoses to lean upon. But when you have no whoses to hug and watses, gosh darn, it's a clever lyric, huh? Would you like to take a walk?
Do you think it's gonna rain?
Ain't you tired of the talkies?
We prefer the walkies.
Something good'll come from that.
When we have no place to go to, we say hello to the corncob.
But if there's snow and ice, then it feels so nice, then we stop. If you feel too tired to walk,
tell us, what would you suggest?
I've a plan that's rather fetching.
Never mind the etching, nothing good'll come from that.
Would you like to take a walk?
Yes.
Something good'll come from that.
Here's Fred Lowery's number one hit, 1954, The High and the Mighty. The music of the star, Muzzy Marcellino, also had a hit on that. Another Whistler. Music of the Stars. Jackie Gleason sings, Oscar winner, from Papa's Delicate Condition, 1963, with Glynis Johns. Great tune.
Kid a pony and a cart. What's so excruciating about that? You know, she's your baby too. All right. So I'm impulsive. Expulsive, repulsive, pulsive. Oh, you beautiful doll. You miserable soul. Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable. Throw in undependable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever. I just adore you. Call me unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true. I'm irresponsibly mad for you.
What's happened to us? We used to have fun together. If anybody did anything crazy, you'd start laughing. Remember the time at the picnic when I put the sack over Mrs. Benetti's head? You fell down laughing. That was the 4th of July picnic, remember that? Later on, we went down the river and we watched the fireworks. Just you and I. What happened to us? It's like you never left. You still won't talk to me.
Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen, Jack Jones, the music of the stars.
Call me irresponsible, call me unreliable, throw in undependable too.
1963. This is Mancini. Stand by for news on Columbia Broadcasting System. We're on the air till high noon. Coming up to 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. Good morning, everybody. Song's about time. And good morning to all our Civic Media radio stations. Greetings to WXCO, Wausau, 98.9 FM, 1230 AM. Look at weather. It's 55 outside, cloudy. I'll be right back. I'm Lou Regani on the Music of the Stars. Thanks for being here.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.